This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. Few things are more satisfying than sleeping late on weekends. But though the extra Z's may improve your mood, they do not appear to improve your health. Because a new study shows that so-called recovery sleep cannot reset the body's metabolic clock and may actually lead to some serious health issues.
Sleep loss can impact a range of physiological systems. It can increase our risk for cardiovascular disease. It can cause weight gain. It can decrease insulin sensitivity, so increase our risk of diabetes.
Christopher Deppner, an assistant professor in the Department of Integrative Physiology at the University of Colorado Boulder.
And these can happen, depending on what you're looking at, this can happen as quick as just one or two nights of not getting enough sleep.
A lot of us shut off the alarm on Saturday and Sunday, but we go right back to burning the candle at both ends once the work week begins.
So we were really interested in how this sort of cycle between insufficient sleep, weekend recovery sleep, insufficient sleep can impact your risk of obesity and metabolic disease.
Deppner and his colleagues invited volunteers to a 9-day snooze-a-thon. One group was allowed to get a full night's sleep. The next was kept to just 5 hours each night. And the third group went back and forth, restricted to 5 hours of shut-eye during the work week, allowed as much sleep as they wanted over the weekend, and then back to 5 hours for the last couple days. The results?
Well, key findings from this study showed that when we maintain insufficient short sleep schedules during a typical work or school week, we find that this leads people to eat more than they need, and this leads to weight gain. And when they're eating more, they actually eat more of predominantly after-dinner snacks. And this altogether also leads to a reduced ability for us to regulate our blood sugar levels.
Ken Wright, professor of integrative physiology, UC Boulder. He's senior author of the study, which appears in the journal Current Biology. So it seems a loss of sleep leads to a spike in snacking. But even more surprising, sleeping in on the weekend doesn't help, and even makes things worse.
We found that after the weekend, when they went back to getting insufficient sleep during the work or school week, we found that their liver and their muscle insulin sensitivity or blood sugar regulation was reduced. And this is not something we had found in people who maintain chronic insufficient sleep schedules. So it's possible that, yes, this is a worsening of the body's ability to regulate blood sugar for those specific tissues after the weekend.
So make a date with a pillow and trade the sweets for sweet dreams every night. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkin.